what can people expect for this event on the 30th?
Well, it's a library event, and all writers are, we're such bleeding hearts for libraries. To me, what it means to be an American, one of the key things is that we have a free public library system. And if you talk to many writers, you will find out there's a kind of type. I was that kid who was seeking refuge and knowledge, and who was kind of a lonely kid who found her solace in books. And I don't just mean nonfiction. Fiction also is a pillar of culture, because stories are the way that we teach our values.
So if we turn that back on your books, what would you say you're trying to teach people in your books?
I guess they're about human resilience, in a sense, because every story that I write is about people who you would know. It would be an ordinary person growing up in ordinary circumstances who gets caught in an extraordinary jam. The novel writer's task is to make things increasingly worse for that perfectly nice character, and then try to devise a way that the character can fight his or her way out of that jam.
So you found yourself in a couple situations like that. Maybe most recently, when 7 years ago you suffered a horrible financial loss because of a Ponzi scheme, and you spoke very openly about that. What have you taken away from being in situations like the characters you write about?
In some ways, I've had a life that has had its share of obstacles. I wrote my first novel nearly 21 years ago because I was widowed at a young age. I was widowed in my 30s, and in some ways, writing a story about someone in trouble was my solace. And it also helped transform my life. In this terrible financial loss that my husband, he just was looking for a financial advisor, and this guy crawled out from under a rock. And he invested a great deal of money with him, just about every shekel that we had, and we lost everything, our home. We had to move away. People don't feel sorry for people who lose a great deal of money through their own fault. But did I learn from it? Did I learn from the experience of being on food stamps and for a short period and struggling to keep the bottom from entirely falling out of our lives? I guess I did. I learned humility.
So to go back on more of a positive note about all that you've accomplished in your life now, I mean, you had no formal training in writing. You were the first person in your family to graduate in high school.
Yep.
And in 1996, you were living here in Wisconsin, and you wrote a book, The Deep End of the Ocean, and it was picked by Oprah for her book club. It was a New York Times bestseller. I mean, that's a pretty inspiring origin story for people in Wisconsin. Do you have any advice for young writers?
People said to me when I was a newspaper reporter, people said, "You'll never get a job on a daily newspaper. There's too much competition." Or, "You'll never get a novel published because there's too much competition." And my response was always, I was mystified that people would say that, because somebody's got to do it. I figured that I had as much chance as anybody else. And I give Oprah Winfrey every credit in the universe for helping my career become established. She sort of made up the idea of the world's biggest book club. And as a matter of fact, the first time she called me, I just erased the message because I thought it was somebody horsing around with me. And so that's how I almost defeated my own career, by erasing Oprah Winfrey's message, not once or twice, but three times.
So three times you thought this was someone pretending to be Oprah?
Yes. And by the final one, I had an intern at the University of Wisconsin, and he said, "Jack, I think that really is Oprah Winfrey, because listen to how mad she is now." And she was saying, "This is Oprah Winfrey, and I don't even know if you live here. But if you do, can you at least do me the courtesy of returning my phone call?" It is amazing what happened to it as a result of her participation in its fate. I cannot overestimate how this is probably a constant of stories that are good novels, is that things happen, life changes in an instant, for good or ill. And the combination of circumstances that causes your life to change in an instant sometimes is just beyond reckoning.